These days, so long after that battle at Cynwyt, I employ a harpist. He is an old Welshman, blind but very skilful, and he often sings tales of his ancestors. He likes to sing of Arthur and Guinevere, of how Arthur slaughtered the English. But he takes care not to let me hear those songs, instead praising me and my battles with outrageous flattery by singing the words of my poets, who describe me as Uhtred Strongsword, or Uhtred Deathgiver, or Uhtred the Beneficent. I sometimes see the old blind man smiling to himself as his hands pluck the strings, and I have more sympathy with his scepticism than I do with the poets who are a pack of snivelling sycophants. But in the year 877, I employed no poets and had no harpist. I was a young man who had come dazed and dazzled from the shield wall, and who stank of blood as I rode south. Yet for some reason, as we threaded the hills and woods of Defnessshire, I thought of a harp. Every lord has a harp in the hall. As a child, before I went to Ragnar, I would sometimes sit by the harp in Bebbanburg's hall, and I was intrigued by how the strings would play themselves. Pluck one string, and the others would shiver to give off a tiny music.
"Wasting your time, boy," my father had snarled as I crouched by the harp one day. And I suppose I had been wasting it. But on that spring day in 877, I remembered my childhood's harp and how its strings would quiver if just one was touched. It was not music, of course, just noise, and scarcely audible noise at that. But after the battle in Pedradon's valley, it seemed to me that my life was made of strings, and if I touched one, then the others, though separate, would make their sound. I thought of Ragnar the Younger, and wondered if he lived, and whether his father's killer Kjartan still lived, and how he would die if he did. And thinking of Ragnar made me remember Breda, and her memory slid on to an image of Mildrith, and that brought to my mind Alfred and his bitter wife Elswith, and all those separate people were a part of my life, strings strung on the frame of Uhtred, and though they were separate, they affected one another, and together they would make the music of my life. Daft thoughts, I told myself. Life is just life. We live, we die, we go to the corpse hall. There is no music, just chance. Fate is relentless.
What are you thinking?
Leofric asked me. We were riding through a valley that was pink with flowers. I thought you were going to Exonchester, I said.
I am, but I'm going to Cridgenton first, then taking you on to Exonchester. So what are you thinking? You look gloomy as a priest.
I'm thinking about a harp.
A harp? He laughed. Your head's full of rubbish.